Good morning. Seeing some clouds mixing with sun early this morning across interior New York and New England, as a little bit of energy is still rotating through the northwest wind flow in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. So we'll have partial sunshine and cool temperatures this morning, mainly in the 30s and lower 40s. But with a fair amount of sun mixing with clouds through the rest of the morning and into the afternoon, temperatures should have no problem getting up toward the 60-degree mark, if not into the lower to mid-60s once again today. We'll have a persistent northwesterly breeze again, so a little bit cool to start, but in the afternoon, as the sun gets higher in the sky, a more comfortable feel, just like yesterday. High pressure will continue to build in from the Great Lakes and settle in overhead tonight. As a result, the wind will die out, and with a clear sky, it'll be quite chilly overnight tonight, with readings going down into the lower to mid-30s on average, with widespread frost across the higher terrain and scattered areas of frost in the valleys. So a chilly start tomorrow morning, but with the same high pressure center in control, we'll have sunshine for a good part of the day. A developing southwesterly wind will push some high cloudiness in here from the south and west, but also allow our temperatures to reach well up into the middle and even in some cases the upper 60s. Clouds will continue to build Wednesday night, and there's a chance for scattered showers as a warm front approaches from the south. Scattered showers will persist into the pre-dawn hours on Thursday, and even some lingering clouds into the morning drive. On Thursday afternoon, we'll have increasing sunshine, and highs should surge right on up toward the 70-degree mark. Within that milder air on Friday, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds and scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and highs in the lower and middle 70s. A frontal system will approach from the west on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies, and with energy rolling through accompanying this front in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, scattered showers and perhaps some thunderstorms will be likely. Still, though, on Saturday, despite the cloud cover, highs will reach into the lower 70s. We'll dry it out for the second half of the weekend on Sunday, and into Monday, both days will feature a mixture of sunshine and clouds and lower to middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a winter weather advisory is in effect for the Sierra Nevada mountains of California into parts of the Great Basin. 3 to 6 inches of snow will fall today, and the wind at times will gust over 60 miles per hour across the highest terrain. And a winter storm warning is in effect for the Beartooth Mountains of Montana until tomorrow night. A rain and snow mixture will change to all snow through the afternoon and continue through tomorrow evening. The snow will be heavy at times, and some locations will pick up 12 to 18 inches of snow before it winds down. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Walblake and Gila at 12 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Sacramento, California at 9:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 23 degrees, with a northwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 1 above 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 34, 76% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.91 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Altus, Oklahoma, to a low of 24 at Doe Lake and Champion, both in Michigan, and also at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy in the upper 60s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 46. The average temperature, 55. That's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 23 hundredths of an inch for the month, and 11.18 inches for the year. There were 10 heating degree days yesterday for the month, now 53, and 6,842 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 89, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:01 p.m., 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and a bit cool today, with highs in the 50s to near 60. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and a bit cool today with highs in the middle 60s. Clear and cool tonight, some frost around with lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a touch cool today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the lower to middle 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, and a bit cool today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the middle 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a bit cool today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the middle 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, some high clouds late in the day, milder in the upper 60s. Morning clouds, then some sun on Thursday near 70. A scattered shower or thunderstorm Friday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday, lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday with highs in the lower to middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.